Part 1, Chapter 6. Turl belched. It was a polite way to attract attention, but the belch didn't make much impression through the whine and howl of machines in the transport department maintenance dome. Zip's concentration on his work became more marked. Mindsight 16's transport chief had little use for the security head. Every time a tool or a car or fuel turned up missing, or even just broken, it got attention from security. Three crashed cars were strewn about in various stages of reassembly, one of them very messy with splotches of green cyclo blood on the interior upholstery. The big drills that dangled from the ceiling rails pointed sharp beaks this way and that, idling in their programming. Lathes with nothing in their jaws spun, waiting for something to twist and shave. Belts snarled and slapped at each other. Turl watched the surprisingly nimble talons of Zit disassemble the small concentric shells of a high-speed jet engine. Turl had hoped to detect a small tremble or two in Zit's paws. If the transport chief's conscience was bothering him, it would be much easier to do business. There was no tremble. Zit finished the disassembly and threw the last ring on the bench. His yellow orbs contracted as he looked at Turl.
Well, what have I done now?
Turl lumbered closer and looked around.
Where are your maintenance men? We're 15 mechanics under complement. They were transferred to operations over the last month. I know it and you know it. So why are you here?
As chief of security, Turl had learned through experience not to be very straightforward. If he simply asked for a manual reconnaissance plane, the transport chief would demand the emergency voucher, not get it, and say, no transport. And there were no emergencies for security on this dull planet. Not real ones. In hundreds of years of operation, there had not been the slightest security threat to intergalactic mining operations here. A dull, dull, dull security scene. And consequently, the chief of that department was not considered very important. Apparent threats had to be manufactured with guile as their sole ingredient.
I've been investigating a suspicion of conspiracy to sabotage transport,
said Turl.
Kept me busy for the last 3 weeks.
He eased his bulk back against a wrecked car.
Don't lean on that recon. You'll dent its wing.
Turl decided it was better to be friendly and rumbled over to a stool at the bench where Zit was working.
Confidentially, Zit. I've had an idea that could get us some outside personnel. I'm working on it, and that's why I need a manual recon.
Zit batted his eye bones and sat down on another stool, which creaked despairingly under his 1,000-pound bulk.
This planet,
said Turl confidingly,
used to have a sentient race on it.
What race was that?
Asked Zit suspiciously.
Man!
Zit looked at him searchingly. A security officer was never noted for his sense of humor. Some had been known to bait and entrap, and then file charges. But Zit couldn't help himself. His mouth bones started to stretch, and even though he sought to control them, they spread, and suddenly his laugh exploded in Turl's face. Zit hastily got it under control and turned back to his bench to resume work.
Anything else on your mind?
Asked Zit, as an afterthought. This was not going well, thought Turl. Well, that's what happened when you were frank. It just didn't mix with security.
This suspicion of conspiracy to sabotage transport?
Said Turl, as he looked around at the wrecked cars with half-lowered eye bones.
Could reach to high places.
Zit threw down a wrench with a clang. A low snarl rumbled in him. He sat there, staring in front of him. He was thinking